A large American military plane that can carry nuclear weapons flew over South Korea Sunday. The flight was an answer to North Korea's claim last week that it had tested a nuclear weapon. The B-52 bomber was seen flying over an American airbase about 72 kilometers south of the North Korean border. The long-range bomber then returned to its base in Guam. The bomber was guarded by two fighter planes, one each from the United States and South Korea. Admiral Harry B. Harris, Jr. leads the U.S. Pacific Command. He said the flight showed America's commitment to South Korea and Japan and defense of the American homeland. Lieutenant General Terrence O'Shaughnessy is the deputy commander of U.S. Forces Korea. He told reporters after the flight that the United States is committed to stability on the Korean Peninsula. The U.S. also sent a long-range bomber over South Korea in 2013 after the North carried out its third nuclear test. The United States may deploy an aircraft carrier near the Korean Peninsula, reported the Yonhap News Agency, which is supported by the South Korean government. I'm Jonathan Evans.